Hello, friends. Thank you so much for being here. This is the George Real Estate Group podcast, which is a production of our live weekly radio shows hosted on multiple radio stations here in Hendersonville, North Carolina. The George Real Estate Group serves Western North Carolina and Upstate South Carolina, and it is a privilege to share positive news about our local real estate market and community. Thanks so much for subscribing. And of course, if you have any real estate questions or if we can help you in any way, be sure to reach out. Visit us at georgerealestategroupradio.com for more information.
I know that sound.
You do know that sound, don't you, Philip Trees?
Filling in for Noah for a few times. I'm starting to... When is Noah going to take you and I?
That's what I'm wondering. Because then there'd be nobody here to do a show.
Well, that's true.
So there you go. Okay, that's true. There you go.
We can do a remote.
Sure.
You're the remote guy.
Sure, of course.
You're tech. You can do anything.
Philip Trees here for the Greg Real Estate Show. Good morning, Philip Trees.
Good morning, Mark Page. You guys are great.
How are things going in the real estate world?
I tell you what, it doesn't seem, what all the numbers keep coming back with and that. I just think it just keeps staying the same here because everybody wants, who doesn't want to live here?
Right.
Who doesn't want to live here?
Yeah.
And you got a lot of folks that are, want to downsize and things like that, and that's fine too. A lot of folks are, we have a great retirement age here in Harrison County, and now grass is starting to grow. It's like, now I've got to mow the grass, like, starting again. And you're getting to the age where you really don't want to do that. Why should you?
Right.
You should be playing pickleball over there at Fletcher and taking walks and going. You shouldn't be taking care of your big yard, acre and a half, so you sell it, right? So it's a good time to downsize and get into it. Goes condos, no care condos.
We were lucky enough when we sold a couple of years ago that we found some people who were upsizing.
Oh, go with the other way.
Great. We're like, great, take
bingo.
It. Here's one for you.
Upside for the downside.
Yeah.
It all works out.
Yep. Yeah, it did. Great. It certainly did.
Good point. So it's even in West North Carolina, even the far reaches, I was last weekend with some clients, and we were far western North Carolina. We're talking way out, that area. And it was a Saturday looking around. I had two to look at. They were duds. Thankfully, the clients, they found two on Zillow that were good. Uh-huh. And so we went to go look at these, and I thought, well, it's Saturday, and tomorrow's going to be raining, and we'll maybe have a day or so to put an offer in. And the selling agent got with me on Sunday. By the way, we have an offer on the table. Well, we just got back. I mean, it took us 2 hours to get over there.
Right.
So we just got back, literally, and I had, pastor and Sunday and church, and I guess I better get going. And then an hour later, I'm asking for documents, and, now we have multiple offers. We're talking.
Wow.
Over the weekend, and that's fast.
Yeah.
I thought I had till Monday morning, but no.
Not in this market.
Amazing. Amazing. We're talking kind of way out, not just the corridor of Buncombe Henderson, which I know is fast, but even in the people want to live in this beautiful area.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. Still kind of going fast. Interest rates, I mean, like I said, it hasn't really changed much there, but still people, and like one of our mortgage helpers in our area always says, which is a good point, the rates may be 7, 6, whatever they are, that type are always changing. But if they're there, but most folks refinance or move in 5 years. So you get where they're going to be then. So might as well lock in.
Yeah.
And you can always then refinance later. So that's true. I mean, don't let that be such a deterrent to getting a mortgage.
Right.
Because, I mean, there's flexibility and that's what goes up must come down. What goes down must go up. But it's so you got some flexibility there. So go ahead and before it jumps too much more, don't let that shy you away. There's a lot of great packages and programs out there. We just had a kind of a teaching time last week from it's an MLS program, and they came out and gave us a whole thing of all these different packages there are that now they're going to have a deal where when a house is listed, it will have all these attachments with it to show all the different programs that are with that home to help with down payment help and things like that. I mean, there's a lot to weed through. It's not going to be, a touchdown every time.
Right.
With it. But it was kind of neat to see that there is a lot of programs to help with down payments and helping with the points. So there's a lot of programs to help with getting a mortgage and things like that. Mm-hmm. So It's just an amazing market. One thing I talked about too recently with somebody was talking about the 1031 exchange. That's been a fascinating thing to learn more about.
And what is that exactly?
That's a situation where your primary homeowner, you have to live in your home 2 out of the past 5 years. Now, it doesn't have to be 2 years consecutive.
Okay.
A total of 2 years, the past 5 years, if you lived in that home, then that qualifies as your primary residence.
Okay.
And you sell your house. You have a house. You bought your house for $300. You sell it for $400. Well, that's a $100,000 gain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Isn't that great? You get a gain financially. Who knows about that gain? Who's going to come calling with that gain?
The IRS.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
So with that $100,000, there's a gain. You've made money.
Right.
So we know when we make money, we're going to have to get taxed. Well, thing is, with primary residence, if you single file jointly with taxes, you get $250,000 allowance.
Okay.
If you're married file joint, you get a $500,000. So that means if you've made $100,000, well, you're okay, because if you're married file jointly, you get $500 gimme.
Gotcha.
Okay, so don't worry about it. Where it comes into play is if it's a secondary home.
Uh-huh.
An investment.
Sure.
Secondary home. A lot of folks have a secondary home. Who doesn't? I'd love to have a secondary home on a ski slope out in Utah.
Yeah.
But a lot of folks have secondary homes. If you sell that, you bought it for $300,000 and you sold it for $400,000, that's a $100,000 gain.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do capital gains
tax. Because it's not a primary residence.
Not a primary residence. Boom. So what do you do? It's a hefty tax,
sure,
too.
Sure.
So there's these companies that we can hook you up with. It's really neat. Exchange program where you can't touch that money at closing. It goes straight to this company. They hold it.
Mm-hmm.
You have 45 days to find three opportunities, three potentials to then reinvest the money you got from your sale,
okay,
into that,
okay,
and then there's no tax.
Okay.
You get 45 days to find three, and then when you settle on the one of the three, you got 180 days in the close. So the timing's a little strange on that. I would think this market takes 180 days to find something, but it takes 30 days to close. But anyways, you got 45 days to find three.
Another piece of property.
Okay. And it used to be really strict. Sold a condo, can only buy a condo.
Oh,
sold
really?
Land, secondary investment, uh-huh, sold land, had to get. Now it's
anything.
You sell a condo, you can buy a putt-putt course. I mean, it's basically really freed up. Now it's great. So you can sell a condo. Let's say you can sell that condo and exchange it for land. What a great investment.
Sure.
Because, I mean, and then you don't have to pay tax. Plus, you're investing that money back, and you know how land and things like that are increasing. And so it's a really neat program that I'm learning more and more about, and we can help you.
Well, and that's the bottom line, is there are answers out there. There are things. There are ways to be creative. There are ways to be creative. All right, this is a perfect time for a break. Let's take a break, and when we come back, can we also talk a little bit about Feed and Seed? Going on there? All right, fantastic.
Let's do it.
Fantastic. Philip Tree is sitting in for the Greg Real Estate Show here on WTZQ.
All right.
And we're back. We're back. Philip Tree sitting in for the Greg Real Estate Show this morning. So, Philip, what I gathered from you in the first segment here was that, first of all, there are lots of creative ways to get around interest rates or to get around
the help you need to get
right,
in for
right, mortgage. Or to get around capital gains. There's all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm also still hearing is people are still buying. You just need the inventory.
For sure,
it's
remained
the same.
It's remained. Noah gives us the numbers every week.
Yeah,
and it's still kind of that hovering the same. And here's what's interesting: number he gave me is the average house price in Henderson County. I remember for a long time, of course, it was in the high fours because it would just kind of inch up from 480, 485, 490, and then it made this jump into 520. I mean.
Now let me ask, is that number slightly askew because some of the properties that are for sale are big, expensive homes?
It'll throw it off, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we have here.
Yeah.
That throws it off. We have and folks are downsizing those, for sure. So
yeah.
Those are a lot to keep up. So, yeah. Yeah, isn't that the beauty of Henderson County? We have, which is amazing, we have the wide range. I mean, it is... It's not just cookie cutter
right.
suburbs of some big metropolis. It's all the same for the whole county. Now, right. We have a great variety here, which is great for the buyers and great for the sellers too,
yeah.
because they can attract all kinds of folks wanting to come in here, first time homeowners, but also folks wanting to buy that second and third home.
Yeah,
just to come in for the holidays with the family and then they Airbnb it or whatever the rest of the time, and that's great. So there's great variety. So yeah, that seems to maybe that's a good indicator. Yeah, folks. In this, the yard work's starting to stare at them for coming up for the spring and everything's uh-huh. beautiful, but the work it's going to take to take care of your property
right.
is like, oh boy, wouldn't it be great to just be, like I said, these townhouses, condos, they're so nice. It's just, you know, you walk out your door, no worry.
Right.
And so they're neat. So they're exciting. Yeah. I've got a little condo up in Nashville and it's nice. I mean, you could walk to everything too. And it is nice. Now, I mean, sometimes they're limited. This one has no dogs and they allow cats, but that can be, that's kind of a tough thing. But, you know, you work with that and there's a tennis court and pickleball court and things like that. So they're nice, but you don't have to worry about anything when you walk out the door
right.
of your place.
Right.
I mean, it's so nice. You don't have to worry about the gutters.
Yeah, right.
Gosh, getting up on the gutters, cleaning those. What?
All right, right.
You know, you have to have, you know, invite four friends over just to hold the ladder and you have to feed them. So, you know, it's like just for safety reasons. So just to clean the gutters.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it.
My ladder and gutter days are cross my fingers, are over.
When's it come?
I have clean gutters and clean gutters and clean gutters.
Oh,
but no more.
No more. Do not risk it. Too much to live for.
That's what Paige is. Paige is like, Mark, you are not getting
do
on that
not.
Roof. Not getting
do
on
not.
That roof anymore.
Do not.
So yeah. yeah. So let's shift a little bit. Let's
fun
move
to.
Over. Let's talk a little bit about the feed and seed. Let's talk about the other thing that you do.
Exactly. Love doing state. That. Thanks, Mark. We're getting the feed and seed. Of course, it's a church on Sunday, and we're
yeah.
a bluegrass venue on the weekends, and we're doing Fridays mainly now.
Mm-hmm.
We've shifted to Fridays because there's so like you're talking. There's so many things, other shows to go to. It's which is great. So we kind of spread the love and just do it Friday nights and let folks go to other places on the other Saturday night. But then
yeah.
we have once in a while I'll do some big shows on a Saturday night. So that's neat.
Sure.
So we do Friday nights
mm-hmm.
and 7 to 9 p.m. and do mainly bluegrass. But I'll bring some country bands. I'll be some Lazy Birds is a good band from Asheville. They're a neat rockabilly. They do Doc Watson and Elvis.
Oh sure.
And they do good stuff. So I bring some neat bands in
yeah.
every weekend. And we got a new neighbor. We talked about got a new neighbor
right.
up there. And I don't mind. Hey, let's spread the love and tell about. A new neighbor there in Fletcher. The old auction building was Bagwell's Auction House there right across from Fannie Bridge right there behind at the intersection there, Hendersonville Road and Fannie
yeah.
Bridge Road. And they worked on it for a bunch of months, and they've got the auction house now, which is a food court type situation where they've got three or four food vendors in there. They've
wow.
got a two-story with a wine bar in the basement, I think, and then a brewery and everything. They've got a cornhole outside, and they got a
wow.
stage outside, so it's been a neat thing. They just opened, and it's kind of been like two college in a dorm room, two college students in a dorm room, kind of look for elbow space.
Uh-huh.
Moving,
it's
been tight, but we're working with it. A lot of cars, so there's a lot of cars there in Fletcher on Friday night.
Well,
it was a great thing.
I think another place with live music right there is only going to enhance what you're doing, and vice versa.
For sure, it was so fun.
How does your church work on Sundays?
Great time. We have we meet there and we just gather and sing some good old songs, some a new song or two. And I just love to just teach a lesson. It's been a neat thing there on Sunday mornings. We have a little adults get together at 9:30 and we have a little Sunday school. And also for about, probably 17 years, Panera Bread up in Asheville.
Uh-huh.
Panera Bread has this program called Dough Nation, D-O-U-G,
yes.
Donation,
yep.
where the bread from the night before.
Yep.
Don't throw it away. Share it.
Yeah.
So I go on Saturday mornings and get that bread, and we share that. So we have like, you know, take a loaf, share a loaf.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of nice. We have some loaves of bread there from the Saturday night from
Wow.
Now, don't do dumpster diving. It's not that type of thing. I've had
yeah.
a bear or two up there in Asheville that's cornered me literally from walking
wow.
in there, and the bear's walking around the back. But I get the bread and share it to neighbors Yeah, it's a neat thing to do. Take some bagels and share it to your neighbor and some
yeah.
muffins and things. So that's kind of neat. So that's all we do there on Sunday morning. It's a neat little simple time for church
yeah.
and some good music. And, of course, doing the bluegrass on Friday nights, I've tracked some pickers, a steel player, steel guitar player.
Oh, sure.
And I've got a banjo player too, and acoustic guitar. And so that's kind of, and a fiddle. You know, so it's kind of lend itself to that more acoustic
with our
music, and that's fine because there's other folks that can do the cranking.
Oh,
laser.
Of course, there's plenty of places for that,
and it's a great flavor. So there's a flavor for all, and it's just a building. Building lends itself. Kind of fun thing with the building. We've had a little fun time. Is I had a band come in this past March, do a little gospel show on a Sunday night. And I told them during a sound check, I said, you guys can officially say you came to Feed and Seed and blew the roof off. They say, what do you mean? Your sound check, it blew the roof off. Why? Because I've had a leak for a month and a half in the roof. And so you can see daylight. So that 70-year-old roof at Fletcher Supply Company building, which is, we call it Feed and Seed, it finally gave way.
Wow.
And I had water dripping during the service. I had water dripping from the roof through the third story into our second story.
Oh, my gosh.
Water coming down, dripping down. So that was interesting for a month or two at Feed and Seed. But we've got a roof coming, and they're going to fix the roof. So it's been kind of funny. So I had to, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head was one of the key songs they were playing, old B.J. Thomas.
That's funny.
But
so how did you get connected with this? How did you make this happen?
With the building, it was just a neat
just
story.
Just you and the church and the music?
Yeah, we just need a place to meet. And the building was in disrepair. Quote, it was for sale.
Right.
Supposedly. But we said, hey, look, can we caretake it? Can we fix it up? And then start doing some community music in there because it's just a great building to share.
Oh, yeah.
Have people come in for free.
Yeah.
And then they just give a donation to the band. The church takes care of the overhead, the bills and stuff. So it's a neat thing where folks can come in. And local folks, they come all the time. Well, they can just give $5. Oh, tourists come in, boy. They're generous. Tourists are generous. They give 20s.
Sure.
So it's great. So it works out, and the bands make a nice little bucket tips. So it's kind of neat. So band, the music, and then it's been a great thing for Fletcher, and kind of fixing up that old building.
Well, yeah, you're a staple in Fletcher now. You've been there a long time.
It's been so neat.
So is there a website we can go to find
Feed and Seed NC.com.
Feedandseednc.com.
And then the Greg, of course, with the Greg, phone number that for is 828-393-0134, George Real Estate Group. It's realestatebygreg.
com. Yep.
Greg is George Real Estate Group. That's their acronym for that.
Right, so that's where we can go to find out more about what you guys have going on. So let's kind of get back to the real estate here with the last moments that we have. Where do you see things going?
Well, I think now they're building a lot of homes.
Yeah,
you see all that stuff.
We're starting to see. I couldn't believe. I've had to be out around different parts of the county recently. I've come back and I said, I cannot believe how much construction is going on.
So building has picked up. Remember, there was that time when it was supplies were stuck and all that kind of thing. So building's back. That's great to see. That's going to help relieve some of the pressure of inventory. So that's good. And I'll say, those are great. And those great programs for those. And those are new.
Yeah.
And again, they're great. Now, you don't have like acreage. And by the way, seeing some land really pick up, land sales pick up. Yeah, I had 30 acres plus that I sold out in Old Fort.
Wow.
Yeah, just a beautiful stretch. And again, that's great to see. And they were getting it, $10,000 an acre or something like that. So that's starting to pick up. But folks are now with building back in reality.
Yeah.
You can get some land and you have a place. It's not going to be turnkey. It'll be turnkey once you get it, but it's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
It's not just move in tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if you have time to spare, then get some of the land that's available.
Yep.
And get you a builder. Actually, Noah's working with some lots I have on the builder home package.
Okay.
That's going to be exciting to see. Noah's got kind of going.
So what is that exactly?
That's a situation where he works with an architect and a builder, and they sketch up what this home is going to be on this lot, and they sell it as one, and it's just turnkey in the sense of you're going to buy, and here's what the house is going to be, and we've done all the homework for you with the architect and the builder and all the permits and stuff like that.
Very cool.
So that's kind of a neat situation. Now, you can do it yourself, but
oh boy,
get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, get ready for some.
Also, the other thing that's coming up also are apartment buildings, apartment and condo. They're going up like crazy.
Amazing, yeah.
So I can't help but hope that the whole supply and demand thing will mean that with more apartments available, maybe the prices can
be a little bit more competitive.
Level out a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll see.
No, hopefully so. Hopefully so. I think there's a little give and take.
Sure.
And it's been good. But again, I just, it's still a good market, and we can help you do a lot of the prep work to be able to sell your house.
Yep.
We'd love to help you with that. And with buying, we can got to get pre-qualified.
Yep.
Whether you got to show proof that you got, if you look at cash, cash is king. That's great.
Well, especially right now, because you're getting all these different multi offers.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
So if you know what you've got and you know what you can offer.
Yeah, you got to come in strong.
Yeah.
And so we can help you with that and provide the proof of that.
Okay.
And then with a mortgage, we can help you with get pre-qualified. We have in-house firm with that too. So
okay.
We help out. So just call Greg, call George Real Estate Group. We can help you with that.
Fantastic. What's that number?
828-393-0134.
And we can go online by going where? The website?
Real Estate by Greg, which is Greg is George Real Estate Group. RealEstateByGreg.com.
All right. Fantastic. All right.
Come out to Feed and Seed and see us on a Friday night
and
for
again,
some bluegrass.
And again, where do we get that schedule? How do we
check
that?
FeedandSeedNC.com.
FeedandSeedNC.com.
Or just drive into Fletcher. You'll see the crowd.
Oh, yeah. You'll see it. Follow.
Get something to eat. Auction has a new neighbor.
Yeah,
and,
check it out. Philip, always a pleasure.
Hey,
thank you, sir.
Appreciate you,
thank
Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, Paige.
Go,
all great.
Go book some bands and sell some houses.
Let's do it.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, Philip Tree in for the Greg Real Estate Show. This morning. Philip, again, always great to have you. The Greg Real Estate Show here on The Q every Monday morning, just after 9 o'clock. It's 9:30 and 62 degrees here at the little radio station farmhouse.
Hey guys, it's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home? And move on to bigger and better things. Well, let me tell you, my family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing. Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group has the experience of selling over 1,200 properties and serving over 1,200 families with their real estate needs in Henderson County and throughout Western North Carolina. The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Monday mornings at 9:05 on WTZQ FM 95.3 and 1600 AM or stream online at WTZQ.com.